This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abom. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Tonight we're learning B'Siyata D'Shmaya, the last Amud of Perek Gimel. We're commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, if you have two people that marry two wives, and at the time of Chuppah, they exchange their wives. So, and they're living with the wrong woman. They're living with their, perhaps their brother's wife. So they're chai for Eishas Ish, and Eishas Ach, and possibly Achos Isha. And if the women were Nidois, they're chai for Nida. And we separate the women from their husbands for 3 months, because maybe they're expecting. However, if they are ketanois, and they're not roi to give birth, we return them immediately. And if these women are kohenois, which means they are a bas kohen, we're going to assume nifsulu menat shuma. They are pasul from shuma. So Shmuel made a statement on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis that all of the women have to wait 3 months except for a Giyores and a Meshachreres who are a Ketana, a woman who converted or a slave woman who was freed as a Ketana. But those women do not have to wait, but a regular Ketana Bas Yisrael would have to wait. Now, how did they terminate the marriage? How did they terminate the first marriage? If it's Mion, Shmuel definitely said they don't have to wait. If it's a get, Shmuel said you do have to wait. So Gemara says it's talking about if a woman was Mazana as a Ketana, if they were a Giyores or Meshachreres, they do not have to wait. However, if they're a regular Jewish girl, they would have to wait up to a gedoyla. However, a giyores ketana, it's not shchiach, and the chachamim were not goyzer. Says the Gemara, umi gazrinan ketanam mishum gedoyla. Are we goyzer a ketana because of a gedoyla? Are we goyzer a ketana up to a gedoyla? But tanan, we learned in a mishnah, mahayu ketanois, if the Mishnah said if the women were ketanois, she'enon ruyos lele, that they're not fit to give birth, machzir noisan miyad, we don't make them go back. How could you say Shmuel is typically goyzer a ketana atu a gedoyla, but in the Mishnah it says that if they're ketanois, then there's no havchana at all, they're machzir noisan immediately. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Gidol said the name of Rav, hayras shah hoysa. It was a hayras shah. It was a hayras shah. Pshat in the Mishnah is, because of a particular need, they were makel and they were lenient by regular katana. Rashi says, Ela b'hayras shah isa, v'loy hoysa. Rashi is on the next step. In other words, Hayrasha Hoysa, this was a particular need, a particular circumstance, and they were Makel, and they were not Goyzer in the Mishnah, Katana Atu Gedoyla. Says the Gemara, Meklal Dehavoy. That implies that the case of the Mishnah actually happened. What? Is the Mishnah telling you a situation that happened? The Mishnah is not telling you a story that happened. The Mishnah is talking about Stama, halacha. The Mishnah is saying, what would happen if they got confused? Rashi says, v'chimaisa kazeh ira b'imei chachamim, did such a story happen? But it's a case, it doesn't say a maisa, it says, what would be if shnayim shekidshu v'hechlifu hechlifu eshal zeh lezeh? So it's not a hayrasha. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Gid, Amar Rav, excuse me, Ela kohayra shahaysa. It was like a hayra shah. it was like a Hora Hashah. Why? Rashi says, V'loi Hoysa, it never happened. D'loi Gazrinam Ba. Why? The Gemara continues, because Chilaf Loi Shchiach. Really, typically, we are Goyzer Ketana to a Gedoyla. So why in the Mishnah were we not Goyzer? Because the Mishnah is like a one-time case. It's a crazy situation where two husbands mixed up their wives. So since it's an unusual situation, they were not Goyzer about such an unusual situation of Ketana Atu Gedoyla. But in general, we would be Goyzer a Ketana Atu a Gedoyla. Lishna Achrina. So in other words, according to this Lashon, typically a Ketana would have to wait 3 months, except for a Ketana who's a Giyaris or Meshachraris, which is Loi Shchiach. That's the first version of Shmuel. Lishna Achrina, second version of Shmuel. Amri Lishna Achrina Amrila. Amar Shmuel, Kulan Tzrichos Lahamtin. Shlosh Chadashim. All women have to wait 3 months of Havchana if they were married before they married someone else, chutz migiyores mishachras gedoyla, except for a convert or a woman who is freed who is a gedoyla. Those are the only women who do not have to wait, giyores mishachras gedoyla. But that implies aval ketana bas yisrael eina tzricha lahamtim gimel chadashim. But a ketana bas yisrael does not have to wait 3 months. So Gemara says, b'mai, in what case are we talking about, and how was the marriage terminated? Even Mion, if the Ketana did Mion, but Shmuel said, Shmuel already said that one time, that a Ketana ain't a Tzricha Lahamten. Even Get, if she terminated with a Get, how come Shmuel Dabai? Shmuel said, you do have to wait 3 months. Amar Shmuel, Mion Abai ain't a Tzricha Lahamten. If she did Mion, you don't have to wait. Shalash Chadashim. Not son law Get if he gave her a Get. Tzricha Lahamten, Shalash Chadashim. You have to wait 3 months. Ella biznos. But rather, we're talking about a woman who is mezana, and a woman who is mezana as a ketana is nus v'ketana lo shchiach. So basically, we're saying now that if the woman gave a ketana gave a get, you have to wait. If she did mion, you don't have to wait. But if there was nus, she doesn't have to wait. Says the Gemara, but wait a second. We said the only women that don't have to wait as a gedoyla are giyores and meshachraras gedoyla. But why don't they have to wait? But znus is shchiach there. Says the Gemara, giyores and meshachraras is shchiach, but znus ligzar. Why are we not goyzer by a giyores and meshachraras gedoyla? There is znus is likely. Who the Amar Krav Yosi? He holds like Krav Yosi. The Tanya we learned in a brisa, Hagiyores v'hashvuya v'hashivcha sheniftu v'shenesgayru v'shenestacheru. He holds like Krav Yosi. Krav Yosi holds a woman who converted, or a captive, a woman who was in captivity, or a shivcha, that they were redeemed, or they converted, or they were freed. Tzricha lahamtin gemachadashim has to wait 3 months. However, Shmuel is of the opinion that giyores and shachras gedoyla doesn't have to wait 3 months. Why? He holds like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi matil the arz v'nas miyad. Amar Rabba, my time of Rabbi Yosi. Rabba said, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yosi? Says the Gemara, Kasavar isha mezana mishameshes b'moich kidei shaloi tesaber. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that a woman, when she's mezana, she will have relations with the contraceptive, which Rashi here says means she'll put in a contraceptive after to soak up the zera, in order that she doesn't become pregnant. Rashi says, "Hu da amar k'Rabbi Yossi." He says like Rabbi Yosi, Deloy Gozar, he's not Goizer of Havchana, the Mefarish time of the Isha Mezana Mesapeches. Now, right now, the Gemara is saying that a woman who's Mezana is Meshameshes B'moich. Kadeshalei Tesaber. Ultimately, the Gemara is going to say she does something else. Kadeshalei Tesaber. Aye, what about a Yisraelis? She'll also use the Maich. So Gemara says, Shmo was Goizer's Nus Atu Nesuin, where she will become pregnant. But by Giyaris, they were not Goizer, Znus of a Nachris, because there's no marriage by a Nachris. In other words, like this, if a Jewish woman is Mazana, we have to be Goizer, because you might confuse it with Nesuin, but if a Goya was Mazana, we don't have to confuse it with marriage, because there is no marriage by a guy. And by the way, even Rashi points out, a giyores, if she gets married as a guy, she'll also make sure she doesn't become pregnant, because she's going to want to differentiate between the seed that develops Bekedusha and the seed that develops Betumah. So therefore, we're saying Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, at least now that a woman will use a moich, which is some kind of sponge, at least in this stage of the Gemara, to soak up the Zera, that she doesn't become pregnant. So he holds, Isha mezaneh meshameshes b'moich kedei sholei tesaber. A woman whose mezana is meshamesh b'moich, so she doesn't become pregnant. Amar lei Abaye, Abaye said, Bishlam giyores. I understand the giyores, kiman dedaita leigiyurei. Since she has in mind to be megayer, mintera nafsha, she's going to guard herself, kedei lahavchin, bein zera shenizra b'kdusha, bein zera shenizra shaloi b'kdusha. Since she has a mind to be Megayer, she's going to guard herself in order to distinguish between the Zera that is cultivated B'Kedusha and the Zera that is cultivated Shalai B'Kedusha. But Shvuya, a woman who's in captivity, V'Shivcha, or maidservant Nami, D'Shami Mimarayu, she hears about her master, U'Mintra Navshayu, and she's going to guard herself. Meaning, basically, she's afraid of her master, and she's not going to want to become pregnant because she understands that her situation is evolving and could change any moment. So, shvuy and a shivcha, she has the yura of her master, and she's going to guard herself. However, that's if she is going to. In other words, she hears from her master that she's going to be freed or redeemed, so she's going to want to guard herself. But what if the reason why she goes free is the master punches her in the face and knocks out her tooth or her eye? So this is not something she was anticipating. So if not something she's anticipating, then she didn't guard herself, and maybe she's pregnant. Says the Gemara, Elo Yoitzis B'Shem Ayin, but what about a maidservant that leaves her master by having her tooth or eye knocked out? Hechi Mishkachasla, how do you have a case that she's going to guard herself? V'chi Teman, if you're going to say, Kol Dimamela Moide Rabbi Yossi, that maybe Rabbi Yossi is Taka Moide, that anytime something happens, so to speak, spontaneously, then Rabbi Yossi is Moide, you do have to wait 3 months. Iva Tan, but we learned that Anusa Mafuta, if a woman is raped or seduced, Tzricha Lahamtin Gimel Chadashim, she has to wait 3 months. Divrei Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi Matele Eros V'Nasim Minai Miad. Rabbi Yossi says you could do Erosin and Nasun immediately, even though the woman was not anticipating she would be raped or seduced. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi says that she is absolved from waiting 3 months. So what's Pshat in Rabbi Yossi? I could understand a giyores. I could understand some cases of a shvuya and a shivcha. She hears from her master she's being freed. But what about a shivcha that's freed because the master knocked her tooth out? So she's not going to, she's not anticipating living with a Jewish woman, a Jewish man. So she's not going to want to be mavchin bein zera shenizra b'kedusha bein zera shenizra shaloi b'kedusha because she wasn't anticipating this possibility. Says the Gemara, Ela Amar Abaye, a different thing. It's not that a woman who is mezana is going to want to be mavchin bein zera d'kedusha and not zera d'kedusha, but any time a woman is mezana, she's going to flip over, turn over, which basically renders her not capable of becoming pregnant from that bia, because if she's going to sort of turn herself around after the bia, it's going to cause the zara to come out of her body and she will not become pregnant from that relations. A woman whose mezana will turn over to saber, so she doesn't become pregnant. Rashi says, so even a woman who's yoytzeh b'shein v'ayin, also, you can't ask, well, she wasn't anticipating this, that she would use a moich. The answer is, but turning over after tashmish is really a very easy thing. And any woman who's mezana, the last thing a woman wants when she's mezana is she should be expecting from that ma'isas nos. So even though she has nothing really motivating her to end the pregnancy, other than the fact that nobody's interested in becoming pregnant from an act of znus. V'idach. So why does Rabbi Huda say you have to wait 3 months? If any woman who's mezana mishapeches, chashinu shomu mishapcha yafa yafa, we're afraid she might not do a good job rolling over and she'll still be pregnant, and therefore Rabbi Huda says you still have to wait 3 months. Okay. Final stretch. The imhayu kaihanais. Now let's see where we're going to make the siyum. We have three people in Cedarhurst. Me, Alan, Asi, who else? We have a bunch of people in Muncie. We have Lewis, Nassan, And David, right? You're a Muncie. And Norfolk, Virginia, huh? Okay, we'll see. Norfolk, yeah. Gedalia says everyone's invited to Norfolk. But you might want to watch out before you invite me to come somewhere. Because sometimes I'll take people up on it. Okay. Fine. Michael, I think one person in Florida is enough for everyone to go to Florida, right? Yeah, that's unanimous. Okay, Michael, we're coming over. Could go to Boston, right, Aaron? I hope I'm getting everyone. Okay. Weiter in the Gemara. Actually, now I know why. Where's Philip? Philip in San Diego. He's conveniently got out of the Siam over here. You know, okay. Says the Gemara, "Vim hayu kaihanois." If the women were kaihanois, then and they now had relations with someone who's not their husband, they're pasul from truma. Now, what is a kaihanois? Rashi says kaihanois are benois kaihanim. They're the daughters of kaihanim. So if they're the daughters of Kaihanim and somebody lived with them, basically violated them, they're pasul from Shuma. Says Gemara, Kaihanos in Yisraelis loy. Only if the daughters of Kaihanos are pasul from Shuma, and if the daughters of Yisrael, they're not pasul from Shuma. If their husband is a Kayain, it doesn't matter. Since if they're married, if they're an Ashes Kayain, even if they're a Bas Yisrael, they're usher to the Kayain. The halacha is that if a woman was a ne'enas, a woman who was raped, is usher to a kohen, regardless if she's a bas kohen or not. So why only if they're a kohenos, they're usher to kahuna? Even if they're a Yisraelis, they're usher to kahuna, because any woman who is violated is usher to kahuna. Kahuna is in Yisraelis, loy? Right? So Ema, this means Im Hayu Nashe Kaihanim, if they were married to Kaihanim, then they're pasul to their husbands. Because in Esa Eshes Kain, Shenan says Asur Labaila. Says the Gemara, Nashe Kaihanim, Nashe Yisrael Slai. Only if they're married to Kain, they're Asur to the Kain, and if they're married to Yisrael, they're not Asur to a Kain. Even if they're an Eshes Yisrael, if they were raped, well, then they, in the future, they're Asur to a Kain. What difference does it make who they're married to now? Their status regarding Kahuna is going to be that they're going to be Asur to a Kain. V'amar Rav Amram, Rav Amram said, Hamilsa Amar Lan Rav Sheshes, this matter of Sheshes said, Ve'an Hirinu La'ainin Mimas Nisan. And he illuminated our eyes from the Mishnah. Eishas Yisrael Shenensa, the wife of Yisrael, that was violated. Afa pisha muteres labala, even though she's mutter to her husband, psula lekahuna. So what? Don't say imhayu kahanus means if they were married to kahanim, because even if they're married to Yisraelim, they're asur to kahuna. Says Gemara, Marav hachi kamar, imhayu kahanus nesuais li Yisrael, if they were a bas kahin married to Yisrael, they are, and then their husband dies, they become pasul to the truma of their father's household. Rashi says, Im hayu kohanos, benois kohanim, even if they're nasa to Yisrael, so this nus will not ask it to their husband, nifsul mitruma dvei nashayu, Tim Yamas Bala, if their husband dies, Vizera Inla, they have no children, they do not return to her father's house like when they were younger, because that's Nus will pass her to Kahuna. So Kahanas means that she is the daughter of a Kayin, married to Yisrael, they become permanently apostle from Truma. Why? Because they were violated. Hadran Allah Arba Achen. So this is the completion of the third parak. And Bezus Hashem, tomorrow we will begin the Siyata Deshmaya, the fourth parak. Okay, everyone. Shkoyach. Mazel Tov. Have a great night. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.